A woman has died after getting a Brazilian butt lift by a fake Florida doctor. A Florida man with a license plate Will Run flees from the police at 145 miles an hour. A Florida woman tried to sell her daughter for $500 in a parking lot. And a Florida man's 7-Eleven employee stole $25,000 and flees on a Greyhound bus. These are the weird stories for Friday on Weird AF News, the only daily weird news podcast. Recorded inside a closet in the only daily weird news podcast that does Florida Fridays. That's right. All the weird news this week from the state of Florida and Florida only for good reason. Well, stay tuned.
Those bizarre stories you hear about all the time that seem to only happen here in Florida.
I know, right?
Can't make this stuff up. It is just one of the many wacky news stories out of Florida.
And why does the Sunshine State consistently produce such strange news?
But what accounts for all this bizarre news? Is it the weather? Is it the people?
Florida is full of the crazy stories.
A woman dies after getting a Brazilian butt lift by a Florida doctor. A Tennessee woman has died after getting one of those Brazilian butt lifts. Hers was performed by apparently a Miami doctor who was allegedly not allowed to operate on patients. Why would you get any procedure in Florida? I just don't understand it. I'd feel safer getting a butt lift in Tijuana over Florida. And ladies, go to the gym. The gym, man. It's there for you. Squats. I mean, it's not complicated. It's so simple. Just go to the gym, squats. You don't even have to go to the gym to do squats. You can do squats in your home. You don't even need weights to do squats. You can hold on to something else and do a squat. You can grab a watermelon, hold on to a watermelon, get yourself a 10-pound watermelon or a pumpkin and do squats with that. You can hold your baby while you're doing squats. That's good if you're a mother at home. You can breastfeed. You could do squats and breastfeed at the same time. Bam, bam. It's called multitasking, and you don't have to die at the hands of a Miami doctor trying to give you a Brazilian butt lift using who knows what, putting cement in your butt. Didn't I cover a story about a Florida doctor who put cement in somebody's Brazilian butt? Yeah, this is going to be the firmest butt you've ever had. So firm because you're going to be stiff. You're going to be a corpse. All right, now let's jump back into the story and get the details. This is very sad. I feel horrible. This is a mother who made a bad choice, it seems. Erica Russell, age 33, she traveled to Seduction Cosmetic Center's facility in Coral Gables, Florida. Seduction Cosmetic Center, that should raise a red flag right there. Real doctors don't name their medical facility Seduction Cosmetic. Seduction? It's like that the billboard for the lawyer I see in Los Angeles. Sweet James, the lawyer. Who's hiring Sweet James? That's great if you want a lawyer who sounds like he might be a pimp. Guys, these are medical procedures. These are lawyers. You need real, true professionals. This is serious business, the medical field. It's serious business, the legal field. You have to hire people who also seem professional in their promotions. Seduction Cosmetic. I mean, all right, anyways, I'm judging way too early. Maybe Seduction Cosmetic has a great reputation, but I don't know. It's in Florida. Just to me, the title's such a red flag. I mean, it's like going to a place called More Likes on Instagram Plastic Surgery. Okay. So this woman flew to Florida to undergo this cosmetic procedure, a Brazilian butt lift. You guys know how that works? It takes your saggy butt and it brings it back up, looking like when you're 19 years old again. All right, during the surgery, her doctor, John Sampson, allegedly he punctured her liver, bladder, and intestines with a cannoli. I'm sorry. Not a cannula? I thought that said cannoli. I was like, did she get operated on by an Italian chef? He punctured all of these organs with something called a cannula. Cannula? It's a tube primarily used for removing fluid from the body. Wow, this is horrible. He just pretty much massacred this woman who went down there for just a butt lift. Wow. It says here, a little over 2 hours after the surgery began, unfortunately, this woman went into cardiac arrest and passed away. This is horrible. The lawsuit says her cause of death was determined to be something I can't pronounce, but it has to do with bleeding in certain areas I can't pronounce. So we're just going to skip all of the medical terms because, I mean, hardly any of you are doctors anyways. I don't think doctors listen to the Weird AF News podcast. I'm just going to go out there. That's my hot take. Attorneys representing the woman said that the doctor was not allowed to perform surgical procedures at the facility and alleged that Seduction Cosmetic provided the woman with falsified paperwork stating that the doctor, quote, had plastic and cosmetic privileges at a local hospital when in fact he did not. Yeah, this is ridiculous. And you have to imagine how many doctors are slipping in to the cosmetic surgery realm without really being surgeons. They come from some other field. But, you know, you go into cosmetic surgery. Why? Because it pays cash. Pays cash. Credit card cash. You don't have to deal with insurance companies because insurance companies don't cover this kind of stuff. So why deal with insurance companies? I mean, I hear stories all the time about medical facilities and hospitals that have to fold because of lost profits, because of the whole insurance game that they have to play to retrieve their money. It's just, it's a whole racket. So why not just go and do cosmetic surgery? But then you get questionable doctors in that field because they just went in there for the wrong reasons and they don't have the training. It's very sad. This all could have been avoided if we could just crack down on this sort of stuff in the US. The whole medical industry in this country is out of control. It's out of control. So I'm just going to say this one more time. My lovely girls out there, just squats in the kitchen. Just get a frozen turkey and do squats in the kitchen. A Florida man on a motorcycle with the license plate Will Run flees from the police at 145 miles per hour. Well, he wasn't lying. He will run. He said he was gonna. License plate checks out. Stories out of Tampa, Florida. A motorcyclist with the license plate Will Run was arrested Tuesday night for fleeing the Florida deputies at speeds upwards of 145 miles an hour. It's a miracle they even caught the guy. You hear stories about people on motorcycles that can really easily get away from the police. Some of them can just hit 200 miles per hour. And what are the police going to do? They call helicopters in those instances, but not always successful. Those things can disappear real quick. According to the sheriff's office, this teenager, it was a teenager, was caught weaving through highway traffic at speeds in the Sanford area after taunting and fleeing officials. So in addition to driving really fast away from the cops, he was taunting them on his Will Run motorcycle. Well, did they interview this character? Did they find out what was going on? Maybe he was born to run. Some people are born to run. You know the type. There's even a song about it. Sprung from cages on Highway 9, chrome wheel fuel injecting and stepping out over the line. Oh, maybe this town rips the bones from your back. It's a death trap. It's a suicide rap. We gotta get out while we're young. Cause tramps like us, maybe we were born to run. No. Yes, girl, we were. Have I ever told you about the time I met the boss, Bruce Springsteen, in New York City? I'll never forget it. It's one of the greatest moments of my life. I'll have to tell you about that someday, but not right now on Florida Friday. We have work to do. Back to the story. So regarding the license plate, this is a very important detail. Will Run was his license plate. That's what it says. And it wasn't a real license plate, as you can imagine. It wasn't even a vanity plate, you know, the plates that you can register yourself. They actually screen those out, and you probably wouldn't even be allowed to purchase a Will Run license plate because that implies, you know, fleeing from the police at 145 miles an hour. Everybody knows that. This is worse. This license plate is a little joke license plate that you can buy as a gag at like stores and stuff. I think you can even get them at 7-Eleven sometimes. You can definitely order them online. They're supposed to be funny. It was that license plate. So, I mean, the whole thing is comical. The boy's name is Ashton. Ashton, yeah, of course. Ashton, age 19. Anyone named Ashton, we're going to be up to no good in Florida. You know that. Now, there's footage from the helicopter that was involved. See, this is the problem with shenanigans like this, is you use up a lot of community resources. I heard that the helicopters in Los Angeles, when they're flying, it costs taxpayers approximately $2,000 per hour. So when you think like, oh, it's not a big deal. No, it's a huge deal. A helicopter flying out for 5 hours, that's like 10 grand it costs the community in funds. So very annoying. And then the traffic ticket they give you doesn't usually cover the 10 grand, just going to say. So the video shows the teenager weaving through cars with "Will run!" And he was running through cars, running through intersections before he gets stopped, gets arrested. Another video shows the deputy asking him, this is kind of funny, the deputy is heard on the video asking him, "Oh man, was that shit fun?" And then Ashton replies, "No, not really." No, not really? What's... Ashton, come on, man. That's why you're doing it, because it's supposed to be fun, right? Can you imagine how angry the police must have been? They'd be even more angry, those Florida cops, if they could read. Anyways, Ashton's going to be charged with charges. He's going to be charged with charges, including fleeing at high speed, reckless driving, possession of a counterfeit license plate, in addition to several traffic violations. But you got to hand it to him. This guy, he has principles here. He's like, I may be reckless, but I ain't no liar. A Florida mother tried to sell her baby for $500 outside of an H&R Block. Well, she went to the right place because it's tax season. So you can imagine, that's a horrible joke up top. And look, I wasn't even going to do this story, but so many of you sent it to me. Yeah, hey, Jonesy, do this human trafficking story. I wasn't going to do it because it's so cruel and horrible. But I mean, I must have gotten this story sent to me 15 times. So apparently this is what you guys want. I'm going to do it. But I don't want to hear about it afterward. How could you cover that story about the mom trying to sell her baby? Well, here we go. This is a heartless Florida mother. That's how they're describing her, and I would agree with that. She allegedly tried to sell her toddler for $500 at a bank before no one took her up on the offer, and she abandoned the child. Her name is Jessica Woods. There's a photo of her. It's not looking good, guys. I mean, I'd imagine getting the baby out of her hands is probably the right thing. I don't know if foster care is going to do the trick, and I'm not sure an individual that would pay $500 for a human baby is also the person you want raising a baby. And it seems like a low price for a human, $500. I mean, you got to go. It's under 2 years old. $1,000, right? That seems more reasonable. $1,000. I don't know. Call the show and tell me what the going rate is for a baby. It says here, Jessica was spotted outside of the H&R Block in Palatka, Florida, with her 18-month-old daughter. She was approached by one of the bank's employees, who recognized her as the mother who frequented the area and even used the bank's restroom in order to change the daughter. Woods at one point was spotted hitting her daughter and spanking her inside the bank bathroom. That's pretty strange. You would think that the bank would have called child services previously on her if she kept using the bathroom and hitting her kid in there. But okay, the bank didn't do anything. And now here we have her selling the baby outside the bank. This is unbelievable. And people want to ban abortion. Guys, what are we doing? You want to ban abortion. When you force people to have kids that are ill-equipped to have kids, this is what you get. You know, I say this all the time. If you're struggling to be a person, don't make a person. And now we're forcing people who are struggling to be people to make people. Okay, so now we have the day in question. Jessica goes back to the bank, places her child on the ground. The child immediately starts crawling towards traffic. The employee from the bank comes out, picks the child up, basically saving the child from death. And Jessica asked the employee if she wanted to purchase her daughter. It says, Woods told the bank employee she didn't need anything but offered to sell the child to the bank employee for $500. When the bank employee refused to purchase the child, Jessica walked away, leaving her daughter behind. Wait, so she offered to sell the child, then just leaves the child? This is terrible negotiation skills. $500? No? Okay, well then free. meth. Meth, man. Hell of a drug. It says, at this point, the employee brought the toddler inside the bank to clean her up before reporting Jessica's horrid behavior to the police. Officers brought the child into their care until the Department of Children and Families arrived and took custody of the girl. As a result of the investigation, detectives obtained an arrest warrant for Woods, charging her with child abuse, child neglect, and abandonment of a child. The child has been since put into foster care, and we can only pray for the safety and well-being of the child. I would imagine a child that's in a Florida foster care doesn't have much of a chance. A child just in a Florida family doesn't have much of a chance, as we can all glean from the stories that I do every Friday. This isn't the first time I've covered a story about the negotiations of child sales in the parking lot of a business. In 2022, a Florida man was arrested when he tried to purchase an 8-year-old girl for $100,000 at a Walmart. Yeah. Florida man! A Florida 7-Eleven employee stole $25,000 from the safe. This story is out of Tampa. We have here an employee of a 7-Eleven who's been accused of stealing $25,000 from his workplace and then fleeing to Tampa. This seems tame for a Florida man story. No naked, no gators, no meth. Let's keep reading. Maybe there's some Four Loko involved, or perhaps a cousin. It says, according to the Naples Police Department, Todd J. Domer, age 63, took the money from the safe. 63 years old, so close to retirement, but, you know, it's very difficult to retire in the U.S. This guy's like, 25K, I'm rich, bitch! Never gonna work a day in my life! Whee! It says, our man Todd J. Domer was permitted access to the safe to make bank deposits. He's been accused of disconnecting all of the security cameras at the 7-Eleven before making off with the $25,000 and fleeing to Tampa. Now, here's the kicker. He was discovered fleeing to Tampa on a Greyhound bus. Flee on a bus? How do you flee on a Greyhound? You have to wait around at least 25 minutes for the bus to arrive. I don't fleeing on a Greyhound. And I'm going to make my getaway. Let me check the bus schedule. It looks like I can make my getaway enough. It's going to be here in 45 minutes. And then I'll be fleeing to Tampa. What's the deal with Tampa? $25,000 get you far in Tampa? Now, apparently, the authorities discovered that he was heading to Tampa on the Greyhound bus. Idiot probably gave his name when he bought the ticket. Detectives drove to meet him in Tampa and arrested him as soon as he got off the bus. What? How did you figure me out, man? I thought I was having a real swift getaway on this Greyhound bus. Seemed foolproof to me. Wow, Florida man is so dumb. I mean, it's high levels of stupidity. It's almost impressive. $25,000 and I'm gonna make my getaway. Ha ha! My life is now changed forever. I'm a multi-thousandaire. Police caught him when he got off the bus, our man Todd Ray. And apparently they've recovered, quote, a substantial portion of the stolen cash. Substantial portion. What did he spend, $2,000 on the Greyhound bus on the way down there? He spent a couple $1,000s at rest stop buffets, and he had $500 worth of Cheetos as snacks on the bus ride. Wow.
Yay!
Hey, man, this is the boss, and you're listening to the Weird AF News podcast with my man Jonesy. He's cool. That was my Bruce impression, guys. This was a fun episode. I want to thank everybody who sent me articles the past 48 hours. Very helpful. Made my job easier. You guys can always email me things, articles, little notes, love notes, indictments, whatever you're into. FunnyJones@gmail.com. Please follow me on the Instagram @FunnyJones. I'm almost at 7,000 followers. I only need about 20 more or so. So please follow me on Instagram. Help me hit 7,000 followers. That would be helpful. You can also see where I'm doing shows, where I'm performing on my Instagram. I keep that up to date. Tonight is Friday. I have two shows, one in downtown LA and one in at the Ice House in Pasadena. So if you're interested in seeing me, The downtown one is a private show, but I could probably swing it and get you in. But just go to the Ice House tonight. I'll be there. And all the information will be on my Instagram at Funny Jones. Isn't that special? Anyways, I hope you're having an amazing weekend, or you already had one, or you're going to have one. And if you want to support Weird AF News, it's very, very easy. You're probably wondering, how do I support Weird AF News? How do I support Jonesy? Go to weirdafnews.com, the official website. You can make a PayPal donation from there. You can buy me a cup of coffee, or you can join the Patreon. All of those things are available on the homepage of that website. Just click on the banner. There's a little coffee cup. There's a little PayPal symbol. Do I have to walk you through this? I'll hold your hand if it means giving me $5 to buy a coffee. I will do that. Joining the Patreon is a great way to do it. I recommend that because it's like buying Jonesy a coffee every month, and you also get access to additional Weird AF content that I put inside the Patreon. So check that out. You can also download the Patreon app. There's an app on your phone, and do a search for Weird AF News. That's where you'll find me. Anyways, I'm looking forward to the weekend. Got a lot going on. I'm very excited, and I guess I'll see you guys on Monday. And just one more thing, in case you don't know, I need to say this. Good luck with your life, man!